The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I think we can get great intelligence from him, and I know he's being interrogated as we speak, but I would hope they would take their time with getting the intelligence before they hand him over for a criminal prosecution. Why did it take almost 2 years to bring down the ringleader of the attack on Benghazi, particularly given the fact that he was out in the open, that he was interviewed by the New York Times, was interviewed by CNN at a cafe out in the open?
Yeah, nothing but questions when it comes to that one. Benghazi mastermind now being held outside of Libya. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you doing in those nooks and crannies? Feeling a little bit better about the fact that at least somebody is going to be held responsible for this. Ahmed Abdulkatala, the, again, alleged mastermind behind the 2012 Benghazi attacks. There are two senators, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who feel as though he should be held at Guantanamo Bay. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. The president wants to see Gitmo closed. That's been a fight that's been raging for 7-8 years now behind the scenes, and certainly through the Obama administration. So eventually he is headed to the United States. Death penalty would be on the table. He has no ties to Al-Qaeda that we're aware of. In a quick call to someone at the Pentagon, they had their eyes on him apparently for a while, but as Congressman McCall says, so there's interviews happening, all of this is unfolding. How come there was no intel that was released sooner than this? And then the question becomes, do you really want him in a civilian court? Are we going to get another one of these Allah Akbar moments, Allah Akbar? Remember, we've seen that act before. At least somebody behind this has to answer some questions, and that's what I want to know. And the team that got in there, no shots, nothing. The team that got in there, bravo to them. They're questioning him. They did it openly. They nabbed him openly right there in Benghazi. And this has been an ongoing deal. So is he the ringleader? It certainly seems as though this mountain of information and evidence really is pretty airtight. And they're, what's going to happen now is he's being held supposedly on a ship, and the questioning starts. So bravo. Bravo that they were able to do it, first of all. And you think the group, there's a group called the High Value Detainee Interrogation Group. I bet you didn't know that, right? And that's why supposedly this was where this whole boat thing comes in. I just say, let's go. Let's hear everything that happened and find out what the planning process was like and ultimately who else we can drag down into this, because you can't do enough to make up for the loss of those four people, including the Ambassador Stevens, who was a public servant from day one, where he could have made huge paychecks and done many other things, but he cared. He was one of those guys that, hey, I really want to serve. And then ultimately he gets the post as the ambassador. The Libyan people, the true Libyan people who weren't terrorists, really, really liked the U.S. ambassador. And it's terrible what happened there, especially with some of the stories that we've heard of that maybe they could have gotten there in time. And the fact that they begged for backup two different times long before Benghazi happened. And that's what I want to hear. I want to hear what he says as far as poking a hole and how easy it was to get to that group, how easy it was to wreak the havoc that they did. And I think ultimately it'll be shown the reason that it happened is the obvious reason is because it was to come back on 9/11, to do this, something horrific, on 9/11, marking another anniversary of one of our worst, deepest, most painful tragedies and certainly terroristic acts that happened on the United States soil. In the meantime, while that big news unfolds and the details are kind of falling through the cracks in some cases, and we're trying to plug in the holes, the Iraq crisis is frightening. They are getting very close, ISIS, to capturing Baghdad. The goal of sending in the Marines we sent in is to make sure that the people in the embassy that we thought was going to be like a fortress for 75 mil are out of there, are gone, are in a safer spot. And you think of these ISIS militants. We had Rabbi Spiro on this show several times. He says this is flat out a holy war. Why nobody wants to address the whole religious faction scenario in Iraq, I don't get it. Because this was the problem in the first place, right? And this is, you know, he wrote that book that we talked about, Push Back America. And the religious angles in this, and then the political angles of Iraq, are absolutely there. Absolutely. But deny, deny, deny. Somehow we're going to figure out a way to unite the Shiite factions with the Sunni factions, and then, oh yeah, let's throw in the Kurds. And al-Maliki never had that on his radar, never had any intentions of doing that. And that's why he was lousy at the gig in the first place and shouldn't have been there. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan, you're our leadoff man.
Okay, darling, we're going to start with a few items that I have here. I wrote them down. First off, Hillary. Hillary is nothing more than a maraca. You grab her by the neck and shake her and go start a conga line. Da, 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 da. That's the girl, okay? And she once got off a rapist of a 15-year-old girl and plea bargained his little routine down to where he didn't have to do anything more than time served. Our good old law and order girl that didn't even want Nixon to have a lawyer. Second, Lois Lerner emails of the IRS and their attempt to destroy the Tea Party before the 2012 thing. They claim they can't find her emails. They're located in the servers, and they can't scrub the servers. There's backup beyond backup. We need to impeach Holder, have the FBI investigate, and this all needs to come out now. Okay, third, let me see what we got here. Read my own writing. The news. They keep running this CBS routine, this open change and to fight for voter rights and to stop guns. Well, this is an attack on the Second Amendment, and also to give these illegal aliens that he's stacking up now that's going to be in the election come November, they'll have voting rights because he will make sure they got identification, blah, 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 and he'll centralize them and bring them in. Candela, that is Libya. It's a cover story that the New York Times has already put out that the the demonstrations that was on tape that the Muslims were fighting about. That's the cover story that the New York Times has already got out.
Yeah, which is so interesting, isn't it? They finally, it was like the Times handed them over. All right, Dan, I'm going to talk about it on the flip side. Stay with us, everyone. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
So what do you think, America? Will Hillary Clinton be the first female president of the United States of America? You heard Dan from Texas thrashing Hillary Clinton around for some of the things that she said. I went through that in a previous hour. She did a hour-long town hall deal on CNN and answered a whole bunch of questions. Benghazi, deportation, you know, playing the hits. What are the big things that people are talking about? What I call the conversation you have when you're pumping your gas, right? And it's always that kind of stuff. And now tomorrow it'll be the fact that, oh, finally, they nabbed somebody. It only took everybody else getting to this guy before they did, although I'm not attacking the people that got in and out because they did what they were supposed to do. I'm attacking the rest of it and the fact that the information was always so sketchy. One of the things that Dan said was talking about the Lois Lerner, who was in charge of the IRS non-exempt status stuff. If you remember, she remember, and she pled the fifth several times, and now, look, just give us the emails. Oops, we lost the emails, or just these happen to be gone. Naturally, they're gone. And he's is right about Holder. I did something, I want to say, this was in the beginning of the administration, and I said, there's always dead wood when you're a president, and you try to bring president of anything. And you have a board and you try to bring people together in various spots. Now, we're talking about a cabinet and we're talking about the United States of America and key positions. And I've always thought Eric Holder was the weak link, and other people in Washington love Eric Holder. But I think fast and furious, he dropped the ball on. I don't believe some of the nonsense. So I didn't know until, you know, all of a sudden we had a dead Border Patrol agent, and that's when I realized and was informed of all this stuff. I can't believe that the top cop doesn't know that. And this thing lately, too, with the whole email deal. And there's been some other things going after Arizona, which was a waste of cash. I never understood that. It didn't make any sense. To me, that's not even politics. It's not even what are you, a D, an R, an I? I don't think it matters. I mean, let's just look at the a couple of those things in a row, and I think there are better people that could be in that position of attorney general, even better Democrats. So I would have pink slipped him a long time ago, just like Timmy Geithner, who was the Secretary of the Treasury for way too long. I would have dumped him out as well because he's part of that whole Goldman Sachs mafia. And to me, there were things that he missed along the way, almost right from the very beginning. So, Dana, we're on the same page when it comes to Holder. And I want to throw this in because I just thought it was so darn funny. You know, people get to America Tonight through various means. If you want to weigh in on the whole Hillary thing, you can certainly do that. Or the fact that we finally might have this mastermind here for Benghazi. And, geez, do you like the idea of him being tried in the United States? Or would it be better to throw him in Gitmo? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. A lot of people also flip us emails and get to us through Pal Talk. And Harmony says, LOL Dan, because she, I think, liked the fact that he had a list. And then he said he couldn't read his handwriting. So he was listening. He was paying attention, and he went through his list and ticked off what he thought of some of the things that I previously was talking about. But when it comes to cabinet members and some of the lamer cabinet members, I think that didn't do Obama, by the way, any favors, I would say Holder. I would put Holder in that pack. I mean, not everything he's done has been awful, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say probably 85% on the big things, the things that hurt the administration, the things that people, the American people, are just shaking their heads at constantly. You know, the Lois Lerner deal with the computer. So they subpoena her computer. And he's right about that. You think of forensically what they do in so many cases, which is why people are getting nabbed for emails, they're getting fired, they're having problems with social media and everything else. Because they think they delete something, but it's not deleted. And then it's there on the computer. It's on the hard drive, whatever. We got the clouds now. So what they meant to say was, whoops, we lost anything related to Lois Lerner. Are you kidding me? We have our modern shredder. That's what we did with all of that treasure trove of information. And listen, if it was her axe to grind, why wouldn't they just feed her to the wolves? So if she is the mama Democrat, and she really is, that's what it was, and she was rogue, so she's pushing on her own, thinking, okay, what can I do to help the cause? So this is ridiculous. I don't like this pile of papers that say Patriot, and I know what that's about, and I don't like it. So I'm just going to try to shove them off. I'm going to put out a couple of memos. If that's the truth, why not just let her fall on the sword for real? Let the sword go through her because this is her. And that's what makes you suspicious. You can't help it because you say, well, what's that about? What's that about with these emails? I don't get it. There is a way to recover them. And if they can't, then you know that this thing was scrubbed forwards and backwards. I feel like this is like the episode of Clear and Present Danger, that movie Clear and Present Danger, Tom Clancy's book. Remember that? And there was a thing where they were at the CIA, and somebody had tapped into the computer, and he said, whoa, 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 make sure he doesn't know you're on his computer, because all that information's, he's erasing everything. Well, you got to really erase to erase. And most people don't even realize that, no matter what position they're in. So I want to see what happens here. And they're asking for everything. They're asking for backup tapes. They're asking for external drives, hard drives, and all the electronic files that were sent or even received by Lois Lerner from 2009. Can you imagine that? Through September of 2013. What she could have used. What is, you know, this is the critical evidence part. So if the emails, if they go through this, they find them, and it proves that it's just her, well then, how is that the skin off the administration's nose? It's not. Because that's one person who is in a high position for the IRS. But I think there's more to it. I mean, who else was involved in that? Who came up with the brainstorming idea of, okay, here's what we got to do, and this is the memo you put out, and you got to push them aside and drag some of them out further, longer, all that kind of stuff? I mean, there is something to that. It wasn't just a freak thing. And there was, and we checked into this. And at first I thought, okay, well, that kind of changes it. This levels the playing field a little bit differently. When there was a cry, an outcry, in the very beginning that, well, wait a second, this has happened to some Democratic groups, too. If you want to talk about, okay, these are some Republican groups, we know they're Republican groups. These are some Democratic groups. That's not true, because we looked into that, and that is not true at all. There weren't those issues with anyone that supposedly had a group where it was led by a lifelong Democrat or Democrats were involved or whatever. There's no proof of that, which just leads to more suspicions, right? It leads to more suspicions. But here we go. We're on that same merry-go-round, spending money, by the way. If you're listening to me and you're saying, well, why is she talking about that? This goes back to that dump down the rabbit hole when we want to try to push our money in the right direction. This is more wasteful money because we're chasing our tails around. We're not getting the straight answer. Just give the straight answer and then it's over with and can be dealt with. But there's no straight answer here. It's the typical two-step, you know, the Potomac two-step. Not that the Republicans haven't been guilty of this many, many times, but this clearly is what's happening here. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. And we're dumping money and resources into this. We have serious problems going on in this country, like the whole thing with the Central American kids and the border. The focus needs to be elsewhere. The money spent on committees, the time, the effort, all of that, doesn't need to be spent on something that's long gone. Just give us the emails, the backup, and let's figure this thing out and move on. I mean, let's just move on from this thing. I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, Technology Tuesday rolls on. Audie Apple joins us, and Audie Apple is going to tell you something pretty interesting that he co-founded, a piece of equipment, I'll call it that, that can help you figure out if you're really getting the right financial advice. You know, I was just talking about the Goldman Sachs mafia. Well, how do you know when you're getting the right information and it's not stuff that's being handed down and you're not losing money that you don't have to be losing on fees, for example? Find out next here on America Tonight.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
So how many of you have been burned by your financial advisor? People either on the end of where you're retiring or people are that are newbies or somewhere in between. And when I say burned by a financial advisor, you get really jammed up with all these crazy hidden fees that you didn't realize that you had to pay. And then you're looking at statements and you're turning redder and redder and redder. I know a lot of people, frankly, that's happened to. And then by the time you're done with it, you start thinking, wow, maybe I would have been better off putting my money into something different, managing it myself, whatever it would be, because there's too many fees in this thing. There's too many things that are happening. And is my financial advisor worth what I'm paying? So check this out as part of Technology Tuesday. Audie Apple is joining us. He's developed a thing called GuardVest, and it's a measuring tool, a financial measuring tool, kind of like, as somebody described it to me, which really turned me on to the story, like a Carfax report for your portfolio. How many people could use that? Audie, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Great. Glad to be here.
So what made you decide that you were going to develop this? Did people you know were having problems with this? You thought it would be a really cool thing to do because you saw a need in the marketplace? Or what was it?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, my co-founder and I have both been in this industry for a very, very long time. And we've had lots of, you know, senior leadership roles, you know, from, you know, just being advisors, you know, ourselves in the early days to running advisory businesses, product development. I mean, everything around and associated with delivering investment advice to individuals. And, you know, in the 20 plus years we've both been in, there's been an absolute explosion in complexity, variety, and unfortunately, opaqueness of of the products that Wall Street uses to engage individual investors. So much so to the point that an individual investor just doesn't have a fighting chance, not only to know how much they're actually paying in total fees, but even to very crudely and simply measure how are they doing versus other people like them. It's just, they just don't have a tool that answers that question for them. My partner and I decided we're going to fix that.
So tell us about GuardVest. What does it do?
Well, essentially GuardVest, I mean, sort of the core functionality of what GuardVest is, we refer to it as the advisor report card. And so what the advisor report card is you very quickly and simply can link your investment account, confidentially, by the way, without anyone else knowing or seeing what's going on, and in about 60 to 90 seconds see a report card that gives you a score or a grade, if you will, on three key objective and very quantifiably measurable metrics. That is, your returns versus other investors like you, how much risk are you actually taking in your portfolio, and by the way, how much are you paying in total expenses? And you get to see all of those in the context of other users, other investors like you. That's what GuardVest is here to do for you.
Wow. And they have no, they wouldn't know that you're doing it.
No. Your advisor doesn't know you're doing it. No one else. And that's, you know, one of the, there's a variety of things that's just wrong with this business. One of the ones that I like to point out is how do you get an objective second opinion? If you had an attorney and you're not sure the advice is exactly right, you go see another attorney, talk to him about it, and you get a second opinion. Think about the conundrum that an individual investor has, right? You've got this investment advisor that you're working with. You're not really sure they're doing a great job for you, but how do I get a second opinion? Well, first of all, people's personal financial statements, it's a very personal thing, right? It's a big deal to actually get financially naked with someone new. And then, by the way, even if you overcome that hurdle and you're willing to do it, what are the odds that other advisors going to look at all of your statements and go, you know what, Audie, your current advisor is actually doing a good job. You'd probably just stay right there. I don't think so. You know, their advice is going to be, you're not getting good advice. You need to move your account over to me. So why even bother? So GuardVest is this tool that it leverages technology to give you a report card to say, do I have a problem or not? And that's what we're here to do. So now you can get an objective second opinion, which, by the way, and this is critical, GuardVest, we are not an advisor. We can't be your advisor. We're not compensated by financial services firms. We are as pure as the driven snow when it comes to objectivity.
I like that, especially when it comes to finances, pure as the driven snow.
So That's a high bar.
It's a high bar, yeah. And you're right, there's no way to do this. I've been in this conundrum when I flip stocks over from a company. I've talked about it on the air with people that have 401ks and stuff. So it's like you talk about what's quantifiable, the returns, the risks, and the expenses, and you measure that against just an incredible amount of data that you have. Is that how that works?
Exactly. I mean, first of all, we've been in the industry for a very, very long time. There's lots of industry data to give you a frame, a context against which to evaluate those numbers. And then as we build scale more and more, we'll also have this second framework, which are other users of the service. It'll be sort of like crowdsourcing, right? I mean, as more and more people sign up for the service, the tool gets better and better for the users.
Yeah, wow. So in saying that it's a tool, so it's a technology tool, if somebody signs up and they get it, what is it? Is it software? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is a, it is, well, it's not a software that you download. I mean, it's a website, right? I mean, we use, you know, technology to link to your accounts, you know, literally like in, you know, 1 to 2 minutes, you can create a GuardVest account and link an investment account.
Right.
And so we populate your dashboard and give you that report card. So there's software that's resident on our servers that's doing the work for you.
Got it. And wow, what a cool idea. And as you said, because you had so much experience in the business, the co-founder, the two of you are looking at this, did you just decide, geez, you know, this is, we're the most popular guys at the cocktail party because everybody wants to know, is this right? Am I getting ripped off? Is this the right thing that's happening? Because in a way, investing is like being at the craps table and you're not sure who's throwing the dice in the right direction. So you're using all that information and funneling it in.
Absolutely. You know, I would say that there's two pieces to the answer to that question. One, was one of my roles was for a major, you know, the largest family office in the country, and we could only deal with very, very large accounts, and you know, it was $10 million and up. And there was somebody that was referred to us that didn't have $10 million, and I had a few conversations with the fellow and said, you know, hey, I can't do it. Of course, he didn't believe me. I mean, the guy had $7 million. I mean, that's a lot of money, right? And he just didn't really believe that I wouldn't take his account. I couldn't help him as his advisor because he didn't have $10 million. Well, you know, after like three or four encounters with the guy, he finally sunk in that, hey, guess what? I mean, this guy really isn't going to be my advisor. And he said to me, he said, well, I am kind of surprised, but would you mind giving me some advice as I think through my other alternatives and try to make a good decision? I said, absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. And it was amazing. Like, from one moment to the next, the dynamics of the conversation changed profoundly. And I realized immediately the guy never completely trusted me until that moment because he thought that I was just being a clever salesman and I wanted to sell him something. And even though I was being every bit as transparent and honest and high integrity before, he didn't believe me. And I was like, wow, you cannot be in the position to sell. If you have a horse in the race, you cannot earn somebody's trust. You know, that's number one. Okay. You know, number two, in the fall of 2008, the capital markets environment that we all rely on to build our investment portfolios over time changed forever. Okay. We live in a radically different capital markets environment. In my career, in the first 20 years, a moderate risk portfolio that an advisor might construct for an investor to save for retirement or what have you, you know, could legitimately be expected to give you 8.5%, maybe even 9.5% return.
Mm-hmm.
You take a couple percentage points, and frankly, probably even a little more than that, say 2.5% off in total fees. There's still a lot of food on the table to feed the investor. Now, fast forward the clock to today. We're in a zero interest rate policy environment from our Federal Reserve System for a lot of reasons that your listeners may be well aware of. And there's not a credible investment advisor on Wall Street that would tell you that that 60-40 portfolio that used to give you 9% is going to give you anything more than, say, 5.5%, maybe 6% if you're lucky.
Ooh.
Now, take 2.5% out of that, there's not enough food on the table anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, what our point with GuardVest and what was really the catalyst to say, we got to go do this. This industry needs to be changed, is what investors are doing today is the moral equivalent of paying 8.5% on your mortgage right now.
Mm.
Why would you do that?
Mm.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. That's the answer. Because then when you get to the, you know, when you're young and you think you're going to live to be 150 and you're going to conquer the world, it's different. You start to get older. You start to realize, oh, man, are you kidding me? Look at all the money I lost. And that's what happens. You, as you said, there's not enough food on the table. So what's the reaction to GuardVest been?
Well, let me tell you, that's interesting, right? Investors love it. They're like, I can't believe nothing's out there like this. I mean, when do I sign up? I mean, every investor wants to know, right?
Right.
Advisors, you know, there's, depending on your data source, somewhere between 300,000 and 600,000 advisors in the country. Wide range, just lots of different data sources. And we're not everybody's friend, right? I mean, advisors that have a fiduciary standard of care for their clients don't amplify their income and their take by selling products to generate commissions or compensation over and above the stated fees. Those guys and gals love us, right? The sort of the installed, you know, constituents, the incumbents, if you will, the high cost infrastructure, they're not a big fan of this. You know, we had, as we first were getting this thing off the ground, we had one of the major independent advisory firms just thought this was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. They could really use this tool to reach investors and build business. And then they had this sort of epiphany moment and they said, well, wait a minute, how can we make sure nobody uses this tool against us? Well, and my answer to that question was, well, where do you hide? I mean,
yeah.
You know, if you've got something to hide, we're not your friend.
I like that. I like that. That's a perfect way to end this. Audie, thank you so much. Audie Apple, co-founder of GuardVest. Check it out, GuardVest.com. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
We're making those final couple turns here for this hour of America Tonight. Many of you sending your thoughts about a plethora of different things, including those double tornadoes. Also, Hillary Clinton's comments really got to a lot of people. And the situation in Iraq. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Richard, listening to us in the great state of Texas. He says, Kate, boy, every time I see some of that video on those giant tornadoes in Nebraska, my heart just skips a beat for those poor people who had no idea it was coming. You know, twisters are still very hard to predict, even if you have warnings and there's watches and all of that. A lot of times it never happens. And then when you least expect it, it slams you right between the eyes. The sad thing is, as you mentioned on the show, the loss of life. Forget about the houses and the businesses and all of that. That certainly can be put back together again. It's the people who die and the people who are seriously injured that you're really concerned about. So my heart goes out to all those people as I have been in that situation, although my house and my family was okay. My neighborhood was ripped to shreds at one point when I lived in Oklahoma a few years ago. All right, interesting. So, we've talked about it. We've talked about tornadoes and how horrible it is and what happens. And it comes down to this, as this next email says. Keith, listening to us in Texas as well, says, Kate, after seeing the last couple of years' worth of tornado damage, I decided that I was going to get a place to keep my family safe. In other words, we've got an underground sort of bunker. It's not really quite a bunker. I don't know how to describe it, but very common. A lot of people in tornado alleys have them. I don't know how many Texans have them, but we certainly have seen our share of tornadoes. So rather than say, gee, get in the bathtub, put the mattress over your head, go under the door jamb, or some of the other things that have been said to me before, I thought it was smart to invest in something that wasn't going to cost me an arm and a leg anyway, but could save my family from losing that arm and leg. So sorry about the people in those towns in Nebraska. I keep seeing the video and some of the pictures over and over and over again, and those clouds were nasty. Those funnel clouds were brutal. Yep, so once again, the idea of what do you do when a tornado hits, it's that emergency preparedness thing. Where do you go? What do? All of a sudden it's, you know, right hovering, coming towards you. And the answer to that is you get out of the path. But easy to say that, not necessarily as easy, because sometimes they move really fast. They get wider. And in the case of the double tornadoes, they were both so big that people were caught in the middle of that. I mean, 50 houses going up, things flying around like knives, because that's what happens. When the houses get blown apart, then other things become dangerous because they become like weapons when they're flying around. So to be sure, it was a terrible scene, but it's one we've seen before with these funnel clouds, and more people are getting shelters and figuring out ways that they can, you know, a place that they can go the second they see something happen. The storm shelter idea, whatever it is. People who have farms and barns, a lot of times they have an underground area that they'll go to, but not always. So there's different kinds of things that you can have built. All right, this one from Al, who says, Kate, boy, the stuff with Hillary Clinton, I'd love to see a female president, but it sure isn't Hillary Clinton. I'm not even really a hardcore Republican. I just don't think we need another Clinton or Bush or any of those people in the White House right now. She's not the right person for the right time. I don't know, maybe 2008 it would have been different. If I had to pick between Obama and Clinton, I would have picked Clinton, but there was never a chance of that once he got the momentum. And I think she is the wrong person for the Democrats, by the way, to put up. They should go with somebody different. I do not think she will win. I think there's going to be people who say they'll vote for her, and they won't vote for her, but we'll see. Well, I think she's definitely going for it. There's no question. It's just a question of who's on the undercard, question of what Democrats are pumping her out where, who the Republicans are putting up. I mean, I guess there's a myriad of questions surrounding that. And how would you feel, even if you dislike Hillary Clinton, how would you feel if she became president? It's funny because when Obama became president, not too long into his first term, there were a lot of Republicans, or even RINOs, Republican in name only, but more conservative bent, who started to say that if they had a choice, they would have preferred that it was Hillary. If they had a choice for who could have been the president, they would have preferred that she were the nominee, and if she won, okay, we'll take our chances in that direction versus in the Obama direction. I don't know. If she were to win, too, that would mean two terms for Barack Obama, so that's 8 years of a Democrat. Then that wouldn't be another four for a Democratic president. The Republicans definitely have their work cut out for them. I guess as do the Democrats. 2016, at first blush, I didn't think it was going to be really interesting. Now I think it's going to be much more interesting, certainly, than the last time around, and maybe more than when it was wide open in 2008. This one from Chuck, listening to us in Florida. He says, Katie Kate, a lot of people in my neighborhood listening to you. I'm telling them about America Tonight. When you're talking about the ISIS thing, boy, I think those critters are the worst kind. Everything that I've read about them, and this is from not a filtered media source, I think that anybody in Baghdad ought to be quaking in their boots. And the reason why is because they have so much money that they're getting more and more guns. They're acquiring a pretty decent-sized army, if you will. And that's why all the people are just fleeing, because they know that they don't have the United States manpower anymore. They don't have a military that's going to stick by them as they run out of town themselves. And you've got open warfare on the streets. Not that they haven't seen this before, but it's back and badder and bigger than ever. Yeah, they're talking about, you know, they're talking about how they're moving as close to Baghdad as they can get it. They're about 40 miles north of Baghdad now, and it is like the Wild West. People are just pulling out guns and blowing each other away. And when I say people, I'm talking about these ISIS guys really have the upper hand, especially with the military, the Iraqi military, just saying, oh, forget about it. You know, we're done, and I'm just running. So families are leaving. Most of them already tried to push away, but more families are leaving, and it's heavy, heavy clashes with Iraqi security forces, ISIS militants, and the beheadings, the things that are happening between the Iraqi military trying to hold down the fort, if you will, these various towns, and ISIS. I mean, there's no boundaries here. No boundaries. Even they showed on Iraqi TV, someone told me that they had 52 prisoners that were killed after the ISIS guys threw hand grenades into the prison. They just threw them in the prison. Let's get rid of these people. Boom. And so there's some crazy violence, crazy, crazy violence happening, but you know, this area has been rocky now for some time, and now it's just really escalated. All right, one more in that direction. And this one is from Bob in Illinois, who says, man, we do not need boots on the ground in Iraq. It's the Marines going there to try to defend the big $75 million place embassy that we put up. How ridiculous is that? So why do we spend all that money if it's not secure in the first place? I think there's a little bit of a precedent being set here by pushing over the Marines, and this response is unacceptable to me. If we have more human loss in Iraq, I think it'd be a crying shame. Yeah, I think it'd be more than a crying shame, that's for sure. Anything you want to share, you can do it. Send it to us, americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.